Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It's the coaching carousel. Six jobs opened when the season ended, and now five of them have been filled. The Houston Texans, the only one remaining. And Detroit hired Dan Campbell, Rob. He was the assistant head coach in New Orleans for the past, 5 years or so? And
he's a former Lion. He played for the Lions.
Yep. He sounded like a football player today.
They did.
But his press conference in Detroit, his introductory press conference, is just got people going crazy. And here's why.
This team is going to take on the identity of this city. This city's been down, and it found a way to get up, all right? And so this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you, and when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up, and then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
Oh, Go ahead, Rob. Go ahead.
It sounded like an episode of Hee Haw. What was that?
It actually sounded like some type of science fiction where they're eating each other.
Chris, that's winning the press conference? People are going out. Did they go on Lions.com and order season tickets after hearing that? He sounded like a high school coach. It was embarrassing. What's his name? Dan Campbell? No soup for you. I mean, what was that, Chris? That was embarrassing. It was not what I wanted to hear. I worked in Detroit for 20 years, 2-0.
I wish you could write it. Well, I guess you know it. For Dan Spin, but man, I know you would have thrown
it to him. I mean, Chris, this was like, I remember Rod Marinelli when he came to town. And, you know, the rah-rah, we're going to do this and talking all that football stuff and what we're going to pound the rock is what Rod said. Everybody can say, what does that mean? We're going to pound the rock. And then Marty Morningwick came in, him and Matt Millen, and they had motorcycles, and they were mad at the practice, and they got on their Harleys and drove off during a practice at training camp that they were disgusted by the practice. None of that stuff matters.
What was their record?
Yeah, exactly. And the Rod Marinelli pounding the rock? They went 0-16 under Rod Marinelli. And here comes Dan Campbell with some biting off kneecaps. What? I know Rex Ryan likes the toes, but what does this have to do with football?
Well, Rob, and here's the thing. You said he sounds like a high school coach. Even in high school, the players, if they heard their coach saying this, like when I played in high school, if we had heard our coach saying this, we would have been cracking up. That would have been jokes for days, obviously behind his back in the locker room, but that would have been jokes for the whole season. Heck, your whole high school career, you would have been laughing about that. And look, I like the old, you know this, Rob. I'm with the old school stuff. I'm with hard coaching. I think we have gotten too soft in a lot of ways as a society and in football and all that. So I don't mind that a hard-nosed guy, as some people have called him, a football guy. But this was just bizarre. I mean, eating off kneecaps? And here's what I got to say, Rob. It's the same thing I said about Joe Judge. You know, Joe Judge went, he didn't go as far as eating off body parts and stuff like that.
Right.
But he was, you know, taking the names off the back of the jerseys in practice and, you know, hard-nosed guys making players and coaches run laps when they made mistakes in practice. You know, that old school stuff. And here's what I said about him. And here's what I'm saying about Dan Campbell. You better win. Because if you don't, you're going to look like an idiot.
People will mock
you. Now, you always got to win, but when you come out and do things like this, it just amps up the pressure even more. Because now people are really watching you to see if that stuff works. Oh, you're different. You're old school. You're going back in the day.
And Chris, here's the other thing. If you're a Lions fan, you got to say to yourself, okay, here's the Lions. They haven't had a lot of success picking coaches. Things haven't worked out. They've given a lot of guys their first opportunity. And then this is the introductory press conference. And then you start to do your research and find out more about them. And Dan Campbell, right, one of the few head coaches hired without offensive or defensive coordinator experience.
Yep. Never called plays.
Was hired more with his motivational kind of techniques and general philosophy, Chris, than leadership and X and O's, you know, like X's and O's. That's dangerous because it's nice. You could that rah-rah goes but so far. I remember the year the Lions went 0-16 and Roger Goodell came to Detroit and there was a press. I can't remember. He was in town for something and he spoke to the media. I was there. And I remember Roger Goodell, like, ranting and raving about Rod Marinelli, and his speech was so – I just spoke to Coach. His speech was so fire. He fired me up so much, I wanted to strap on a helmet. And the Lions went 0-16 that year. So you're right, Chris. It's about winning. And it ain't about biting off kneecaps and trying to paint a picture or make an identity for your team before you even suit it up. And you even got your squad and your roster together. Come on, man.
Matt Patricia had some of this in him, right?
Who's
practicing
that?
Matt Patricia.
Yes.
Wasn't he about practicing outside? And obviously, you're going to practice
outside.
Remember
the players turned on him, Chris.
Right, right. And it was the same, you know, remember him at press conferences with the reporter? You know, embarrassing reporters and stuff. Like, again, you act like that, you got to win. It's as simple as that. And here's the other thing, Rob. Who's winning? With these young hotshot coaches that we like, Matt LaFleur, is he winning with motivational tactics or X's and O's?
X's and O's.
Now, granted, he's got Aaron Rodgers, so I'll give you that. But still, you can see a marked difference between them under LaFleur versus them under Mike McCarthy.
But
McVay, when he went to the Rams, was it motivational speaking or X's and O's that got them to the Super Bowl?
It was about X's and O's right. And how, where we saw Jared Goff, Chris, under Jeff Fisher, right? He was a bust.
Yep.
And he turned that offense around, and what did he do? They had the fifth greatest offense in the history of the NFL and went to the Super Bowl. That's what we're talking about. So trying to win the press conference or getting people fired, I get it. He's a football player. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to give the guy a chance. I'm not saying this is a flop and he ain't going to win.
Yeah,
that's not what we're saying.
Good. You're right. Right.
But this ain't the way.
Don't you feel like you better be now? Because now you're putting extra attention on yourself. Everybody is looking at this. And as you said, Rob, it may have even made people dig deeper into your – wow, he never called – plays?
Right.
He's never
been in charge of a defense or an offense, Chris.
Oh, and how about this? And he got 6 years?
He got a 6-year deal.
How?
Which is crazy.
I'm not hating on him. Good for him. But this dude could be tremendous or he could be horrible. 6 years? That doesn't make sense to me.
I'm surprised, too. This will be interesting to see. I don't know. Maybe fans like this, Chris. Maybe the listeners out there, they think it's cool to have a coach that sounds like a football player and fired up. Is that what gets you going if you're in Detroit? Do you run out and buy tickets?
To me, sounded more like kind of what he was in New Orleans, like the assistant to the head coach. Or, you know, like when, you know, every staff, I remember high school, we had coaches like that, but they weren't the head coach.
Right.
You know, they were the players like that was, you know, the young assistant fresh out of college that everybody could relate to. And he was rah-rah like that. But this will be interesting. Like you said, we'll give him a chance. You know, we'll see what he can do. I actually would like to see the Lions be pretty good for once. But
don't hold your breath. Okay.
No, I'm not. Believe me.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's go to the NBA, Robin. As I mentioned, the Lakers and the Bucks are going at it right now. Game on TNT, which is a big game. These are the could end up being the two teams that meet in the finals. A lot of people have them as the favorites in both conferences. And so it is a big game. And I just want to say this about the Lakers. Look, the Lakers are playing well. I know they lost the other night. They gave up the lead to Golden State. Okay, wowsy, wowsy, woo-woo, as somebody would say. They're 11-4. They're tied with the Clippers for the best record in the NBA. They're fine. LeBron is, playing a career low in minutes, I believe, and they're kind of coasting. You know, they're just taking their time, working themselves into shape, but they're playing well. They're winning most of their games by big numbers, and they look very good. They look very good. I'm disappointed. I'm gonna be honest. I'm disappointed in the season thus far that Anthony Davis is having. These are Anthony Davis's numbers. 21 points, 9 rebounds a game. Less than 2 blocks a game. Now, this is the year ESPN, when they ranked all the players throughout the league, they called Anthony Davis the second best player in the league to LeBron James. Some people picked Anthony Davis to win the MVP. Many thought this was the year that the torch would be passed from LeBron to AD, and AD would be their best player. And obviously, he's their best defender. He's a terrific defender. But, Rob, I'm fine. I get it if LeBron is coasting. LeBron's still going to put up big numbers and get you 8 rebounds, 8 assists tonight. But Anthony Davis, at his young age, he should be ramping it up. He should be going for an MVP award. He's 27 years old. He can't do it like LeBron as far as coasting and pacing himself. I get it that the playoffs are what really matters. You want to be fresh for that. You want to win it. At his age, he can play the regular season hard and be fresh for the playoffs. And his 21 points a game, Rob, the lowest since his second year in the league. Last year, he averaged 26, so it's a 5-point drop. His 9 rebounds a game, the lowest since his first year's rookie year in the league. His blocks is the first time since his rookie year that he didn't block at least 2 shots a game. And, you know, he's efficient 53% shooting, but he's only getting to the free throw line less than 5 times a night. Again, his lowest since his rookie year. And I'm just saying at this age, man, you need to be going for. I feel like your attitude should be, I want to be the best player in the world right now. I want to win an MVP award. Obviously, yeah, you want to win titles too, but take over. This is your time, young man. Take over.
Are you ready for this? There's only one person to blame for this, and it ain't Anthony Davis.
Really?
It's LeBron James.
What?
Yep, this is LeBron James' fault.
I can't wait to hear this.
Because
so you agree with me though on that AD is, you know, he's still one of the best players in the world.
No, but I get it. What you're saying, Chris, all makes sense. He is following LeBron's lead. LeBron's about trying to win championships. So AD is like the regular season, Chris, being the best you can be, MVP, none of it matters. I'm here to help LeBron win championships. I'm going to relax during the regular season. We already know we're going to make the playoffs. Home court doesn't matter. I'm on the bench with LeBron James. I'm chilling. I'm cruising through the regular season. It don't matter that I'm 27 and LeBron's 87. It don't matter. I'm on LeBron's schedule. I'm LeBron's Bobo. That's where he is, Chris. That's why he's doing what he's doing. You're absolutely right. He should be out there with a vengeance after getting the monkey off his back that he finally won a championship. It should be all gravy from here. It should be like, I'm going to now wreck this league, right? That monkey's off your back about playing and never winning. Now you can just go out and play and compile numbers and be that guy. But he's not going to do that because ultimately he knows why he's there. He's there for the playoffs and he's there for LeBron James. I blame LeBron James. He has defused Anthony Davis. He has unplugged him. He has taken the sugar out of his tank. Does that make sense?
No,
you know what I mean?
Does not make sense.
He has made Anthony Davis his sidekick in the sidecar. Don't worry about what you're doing. Don't worry about your career. It's about me and my time. I need you to help me win another championship. And if that means slacking off during this regular season, that's good enough for me. Because LeBron could be the one to say, yo, this ain't good enough. What are you doing? He won't say that. He wants him to be healthy, fresh, for a playoff run. And that's why Anthony Davis ain't playing up to his potential.
Rob Parker, stop it! How in the world did I know that somehow, some way, as you like to say, no way, no how, well, some way, somehow, you were going to turn this around and make it LeBron James's fault? I think you are so wrong. I think LeBron would like nothing more than for Anthony Davis to be beasting. I really do. I think LeBron would love it if AD was just dominating folks, just killing folks. And here's the proof that your premise is wrong. LeBron pushed AD last year to play what? Through little bumps and bruises. You know, all those times AD was banged up, you know, little bruises here, something ain't right. He would have sat out in New Orleans. But LeBron pushed him to play through those games in the meaningless regular season. So if LeBron was just like, man, I just want you healthy. I don't care what you do in the regular season. He wouldn't have done it last year.
No, this is different because LeBron won and he smells blood like there's a chance that just maybe I can get, I know I've lost six championships, but maybe I can get the six. And if AD can help me do this over the next couple of years, and it doesn't matter, Chris, we know it, in the COVID world and the COVID NBA, home court doesn't matter. You know, we don't even know if we're going to do a bubble come playoff time. We don't even know, right, with all the COVID things, right? So it might be a bubble situation again, which means playing in other arenas and other fans just doesn't matter. And I think this is about LeBron just being like, it's about the postseason. Don't kill yourself during the regular season. I'm with you. Anthony Davis should be taking the torch. Anthony Davis should be trying to win the MVP. Anthony Davis should be the best player and make that next step. But Chris, to start the season the way he has, and you just said it, not these low numbers since his rookie year, not 2 years ago, not 3 years ago, since his rookie year, tells me he's pulled back and he's powered down. So I'm telling you, this is the LeBron influence.
But here's the thing, and I don't agree with your premise, but just play devil's. Let's say you're right for the sake of argument. Whose fault is that? Yeah, you can't blame LeBron for that. If another man is going to be able to, and you know, Rob, and you know, LeBron's not like, yo, man, just take it. I think if AD is doing that because of LeBron, as you're saying, I think it's just something he's sensing. Maybe LeBron's like, yo, let's just get through this regular season healthy. Let's hone our, you know, get everybody, get the chemistry right and all that. I don't agree with what you're saying, but for sake of argument, if that were the case, that's still AD's fault. Because AD should still be like, nah, look, we going to win it, brother. We going to win it. Trust me. We're going to be better than last year because I'm going to be better than last year.
I don't think that's who AD is. I don't think that's who AD is.
I hear you, and I don't say I'm not saying you got to say that to LeBron, but your play should be saying that. So is he not a number one guy?
Nope. I think he's comfortable where he is, and he loves the situation he's in, and he's following. Because you're right, he's mocking, he's mimicking LeBron, who's 10 years older than him. You know what I mean? Like that,
right?
LeBron should
be cruising.
Got nothing
to prove in a regular season,
right? But Anthony Davis at 27 years old, Chris, absolutely. This is Bron's fault. I'm telling you.
You don't even have the right to call him Bron.
Bron.
That's for people that like him.
For me.
All right, stop it. He's LeBron James to you. He ain't even LeBron. He's LeBron James to you.
Man, I had a one-on-one with him when he was in high school, me and LeBron.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yo, what up?
Did he act like he didn't know you the next day he saw you or something? Something happened. Something soured you on him. My goodness. All right. What do you think? 877-99 on Fox. And look, we're not stupid. We're not saying AD isn't still one of the best players in the world. We're not saying he's not going to be an all-star. He's going to make the all-pro team, all-NBA as well, all that. We're just saying, yo, you 27, dude. LeBron was going for MVPs at this stage and championships, but MVPs too.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
No jiving here. This is not funny in the least bit. Look, I've never met Eric Bieniemy. Have you ever met him, talked to him, anything like that?
Nope.
Because they're making, and I don't believe
I think
this.
They're making a movie about his career as a coach, sleeping with Bieniemy. No?
That one was okay to me. That was okay.
The bad ones?
That was okay. I can't believe Craig Melvin didn't like it.
I know.
He like, they laughed at everything, but wow. All but, right. But Rob, the picture that these rumors are painting of him, and I don't think the writers that are repeating this stuff that they've been told off the record and anonymously and all that, I don't think they mean it this way. I don't think they're trying to do it. It's making you, if you don't know him, and again, I don't believe this is the case, but it would make you think this dude must just be like a bumbler. You know what I mean? When they say the interviews don't go well, and you like, well, the resume is great. The resume, I mean, who wouldn't be going after this guy? And they say the interviews don't go well, and then you say, well, it must be something. Is he just, not a people person or, And so it's unfortunate that they're putting that out there. Because, look, Tony Dungy came on our show, and it was reported, that Pat Mahomes told Deshaun Watson, Bieniemy is great. He has helped me so much. Andy Reid has said the same thing. Now, I know that's his guy, but he doesn't have to give Bieniemy credit, go overboard with giving him credit for Mahomes.
The other thing, too, is, and I remember when Tony was trying to get his head coaching job, Chris. I've been covering the league since 1987. And I remember that. And it was about Tony. Tony kept getting turned down. And it was about, Tony's a soft-spoken guy. Yes. He's not a jump on
somebody's
back. So is Jim Caldwell,
back. By the way.
Who?
Right? Jim Caldwell.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You know what
Same
I mean. Right.
Type of personality.
They're just a different kind of person. But that doesn't mean you can't lead people.
Right.
Because you're not a rah-rah. Everybody's not that guy. Everybody, it's not a cookie cutter.
No, there's no doubt. No doubt.
So.
Absolutely.
I remember,
Mike D'Antoni, not that he's even in Tony Dungy's class. Dungy won a Super Bowl. But D'Antoni's he's a soft-spoken, like, quiet. I mean, he's guy. He's not rah-rah and all excitable and all that stuff. But nobody ever holds that against him.
No, you're right. This is interesting, just that it's not the norm, Chris. When a team has had as much success as Kansas City has had, you pick the coaches from teams that win. That's always been the case in the NFL.
Right.
And this is not like, okay, this is the first year people are looking at Bieniemy thinking he's a coach. He went on interviews last year. Rob G, I don't know how many he did last year, but he did a number of interviews last year. So, right. You know, it didn't happen last year. People go, okay, no big deal. He'll get one next year, right? Like, it wasn't like a big stink. Right. But now we're getting here, and, you know, once they fill this Texans job, and if it's not him, then maybe we'll have to call it sleeping on Bieniemy, because they will have passed on him 2 years in a row. Thank you. At least I got that one.
You forced that one because you complained so much about the last one. But anyway, you'll take it. I know. It's all right.
I'll take it.
It was because it was a good joke. It did deserve a Craig Melvin or a Kawhi, at least. It did, right? So, Alex, he owed you one.
Thank you,
yeah,
Alex.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Whatever. No, but Chris, what do you think the ramifications will be? I'm just saying, in this country where we're living now and what has gone on, you know what I mean, with Black Lives Matter, all the stuff that's happened, that the NFL comes off the heel of that. And the NFL, I mean, the Black National Anthem at the first game and Black Lives Matter stuff all over, you know what I mean? The NFL was in on this.
Right.
And it didn't change the minds of the mostly white ownership that are the people who make the hires, ultimately. You know that?
Yeah. No, you're right. And what we're talking, because I don't know if I even introduced the topic, but Eric Bieniemy is the poster child for this, but there are six head coach openings. Five of them have been filled, and no African-Americans. And so now, right now, you have two of the 31 head coaches in the National Football League are African-Americans. That's 4%. Two out of 32 is 4%. In a league that's 70% African-American. Nobody's saying it should be 70% coaches. But the population of the country is 13% black.
Right, can we get
somewhere
that?
In between there. Yeah, right. 13 and 70. We can find a happy medium. But yeah, so I agree with you, Rob, in that I'm not surprised. I'm not going to say, I thought the owners were better than this. And you know what I mean? That they were woke and all that stuff. I am surprised, though, because, like you said, there was so much put into, you know, Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
And the players had the great video and, you know, like you said, the Black National Anthem. I would never have predicted. And look, maybe Houston will hire a black coach. But I would never have predicted, after coming off all of that, players kneeling, all that stuff.
That there would be a shutout.
Yeah. That you would not hire one black coach out of six. And so what can be done? Look, you don't, and you know this well, Rob, you don't want it to be a situation where a team hires a black coach just because he's black. Right?
No. First of all, he doesn't deserve to be treated like that. He's
right.
Done a great job. He's qualified, Chris.
Right.
To be a token hire, absolutely.
Exactly. You
not.
Don't want a team being forced into hiring. And so you don't want that. You'd want it to be organic and that people would just hire the best person for the job and look at qualifications. But I think, Rob, and I don't think this should be on the play. I don't think this should have to be their responsibility. But I really feel like the only way it may significantly change is if the players were to really stand up and just be like, this is ridiculous.
You know what it is, Chris? Like, it's about we said this before. You don't go play for organizations that don't give African-Americans.
Yeah, but only two teams
have
black
coaches. I mean, so you're not playing for any team.
Right. You know, I mean, they would have to do it, Rob, as a collective and basically say, we're not playing. I mean, you can't do it before next season because you're not going to not play because you only got one more hire.
Right.
But they can do, you know, they got to figure out something. But I think that might be. Now, some people have said court, legal. But again, you don't want it to be a quota system.
You would hope not. But you have to look at it and say something is awry here. I mean, there's no other way to look at it and not think that something just doesn't add up. And it ain't like, I mean, the guys they're hiring. Who's the guy they hired in Philadelphia? Do you know him?
Nick Sirianni. I mean, you know, heard his name here and there as an assistant coach.
Right.
you know. But
he came out of nowhere, Chris.
Staley?
How about that?
Brandon Staley?
I bet you can't come up with one story about that guy and from Philly who came out of nowhere and they hired him.
No. And they said, you know, the only way the Rooney Rule was put in place was, the law, legally.
Right.
And so, you know, some people are saying it's going to take that. But I think it would have to be the players in an off season, you know, doing something. But these hires are made. You're not going to – it's tough, man. It's a tough position. You hate that the players would have to be in that position. But you always say it. They're going to want a opportunity at a career when they're done playing.
And remember, Chris, most players, right, the average career is 4 years. There's a whole life. And if you want to get into coaching and have a chance, what I mean? Everybody's not playing 15 years.
Most of the coaches that played in the NFL weren't, like, that good.
No, that's what I'm saying. You get into it, right.
Yeah, like, because, you know, the superstars, you don't see Hall of Famers. How many Hall of Famers go back and coach, you know? Especially nowadays when they make, you know, all that money if they're that good. So, yeah, it's,
And I do want to say this. I was asking. I think he interviewed for three jobs last year.